the stripes of Jesus. With his stripes are we healed. Isaiah 53, verse 5. Cruel indeed was the scourging of Jesus Christ my Lord. The Roman scourge inflicted the most terrible of tortures. It was constructed with sinews of an ox, interlaced with jagged bones. When it fell, those bones ripped the flesh from off the bones of the victim, causing the most fearsome incarceration and lacerations. Let me learn and teach you today something about the stains of sin. Why should he who was as fair as the lily in purity be stained red as a rose with the crimson of his own blood? The answer is our sins. At the heart of every one of those sins is hellish hate of God's holy law, an enmity against his precious Son. Sin commits deicide. Its intention is to kill God. Here is our sins described. But ye denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead. Acts 3, verses 13 and 14. The stripes are not only the stripes that bring the stains of sin to the fore, but they bring the stripes of sacrifice to the fore. Christ is a sacrifice for sins. The just punishment for sin must fall on me, the sinner, or on Christ the substitute. It cannot be avoided. There is no escape from it. Having taken my place, the scourge must now fall on him instead of me. See how the patient Jesus stands, insulted in his lowest case. Sinners have bound the Almighty's hand and spit in their Creator's face. With thorns his temples gored and gashed. Send streams of blood from every part. His back with knotted scourges lashed, but sharper scourges tear his heart. Last of all, having considered briefly the stains of sin and the stripes of sacrifice, let us finish with the strains of salvation. From this sacrifice there comes a psalm of forgiveness, and from those stripes come strains of a song of divine pardon. Listen to it. With his stripes are we healed. The worst blot of your sins can be cleansed. The vilest act of your transgressions can be forgiven. The darkest stain of your rebellion can be purged. The most gaping wound of your iniquities can be healed. Cleansing, forgiving, purging, healing are all found in the shed blood of the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sin of the world. O, seek him, and ye shall find him, if you seek him with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. Amen.